This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two stories from this book that I find so fascinating, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams. I really believe that you can use your dreams and premonitions as a kind of GPS for navigating your life. And the stories in this book show you why. That inner voice is worth listening to because it can make a big difference in your relationships, your career, your health, and your overall happiness. And that's what happened to Carolyn Akinyemi when she was in the vegetable section in her local supermarket. The face of a lady in her church appeared clearly before her, and Carolyn felt like something inside her was telling her to do that lady's weekly shopping. Carolyn resisted. The church she attended had around 600 members, and she hadn't been there that long. Although she had seen this lady, she didn't really know her. She knew the lady was married and had two small daughters, but that's all she knew. She didn't even know if the lady actually needed any groceries. So Carolyn finished shopping, and she went home, but with a heavy heart. She felt like she had done something wrong. She hadn't listened to that voice inside her. And it really felt like some kind of divine inspiration or intervention that she was ignoring. She decided to go back to the store in the morning and let God tell her what to buy. So she went back the next morning and somehow knew just what to buy. She'd gotten the family's address from someone at church, and after she paid, she drove the groceries over there. Carolyn says, "I pulled up near their house and noticed they had a disabled parking bay outside. I hadn't known anyone in their household was disabled. When I rang the doorbell, there was no response. The house was silent, with no noise of kids playing or the sound of TV. I got a sinking feeling. What was I doing with all this stuff? Then I heard someone shuffling down the hallway. The husband opened the door. He looked somewhat confused and a little unsteady. Recognizing my face from church, he told me his wife wasn't home yet." Carolyn explained why she was there and that a voice had told her to buy them groceries. He wasn't offended at all. In fact, he told her that he'd had surgery recently for a brain tumor and he hadn't been able to work. The groceries turned out to be a welcome gift for an unusual time in the life of that family. At the next church service, the wife thanked Carolyn and became very emotional while telling her that they had no money to buy food or groceries and that she had been praying for provision. She said Carolyn had bought the exact brands that she would have bought, even down to the same toilet paper. Carolyn says, "I was so grateful that I had the opportunity to help that family. We became friends, and when I got married a few years later, this lady was instrumental in helping us find our first home." So Carolyn listened to that little voice inside her and not only helped out a family in need, but made a new friend. And remember how I said that dreams can change your behavior for the better? Well, that's what happened with Annie Reese. She was exhausted. She had been teaching and she brought home music theory books to correct every night. And at home, it didn't seem like her husband was helping enough. The children needed constant care and supervision. The yard and garden work were never ending. The laundry was piled up. There were so many household chores that needed to be done. Annie felt like all she did was complain and whine, at least silently to herself. And then while she was sleeping, she had a dream, and she woke up from the dream with these words ringing in her ears. I'll meet you over at the appreciation table. So in this dream, Annie had been at a large conference where there was so much commotion that she almost walked right past someone whom she knew to be very important. And this someone told her to meet him at the appreciation table, whatever that was. Annie wondered if this was a message from God. Was she being told she should be more appreciative of her family? After all, the reason she had all that work to do was because she had these family members whom she loved. Maybe the dream was telling her that she needed to be grateful, not resentful. Annie says that after the dream, I lay there in the darkness pondering his words. Of course, he was trying to tell me to be appreciative of my husband, children, and home, instead of bemoaning all the little things I would like changed. How easy it was to get all tied up in what I would like to have, instead of being grateful for what I did have. And then she continued in her story. As a new morning dawned, I realized I also had to start a new day with a new way of thinking about my husband and our home. I would choose to turn each negative thought into a positive thought or prayer. As I folded the laundry and matched up the socks, I thanked God for the little feet that pitter-pattered around our house. I thanked God for a husband who chose to spend his evenings at home. I could also appreciate the fact that he worked hard all day to support us, and I could fathom why he felt he deserved a break. Over the next few weeks, I learned to look for the positive and found I was a much happier person for it. So that's why this book is called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams. Your dreams are a very powerful tool for navigating your life, resolving issues, working through emotions, and staying on your path to happiness. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you could check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You can also click on our book trailer there, and you can see me share four more stories from the book. You'll find this book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. Come back next time to hear a couple of stories from our book about how age is just a number in an episode called You're Never Too Old to Get Physical.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.